Brachas Samach Aleph Lamed Bet 61b2.
Okay.
No, but it's in every generation, such as Rav Berlin, right?
Yes.
What's the great story about the boy clan? Rory Klein, that threw himself on the hand grenade. He threw himself on a hand grenade to save his
unit.
His unit. Tov. B'shashot siyed Rabbi Akiva l'hariga. At the time when they took out Rabbi Akiva to kill him. Zman kriyat shema haya. It was a time of kriyat shema. Bayu sorkin et b'salor b'masakot shel barzel. And they were combing his flesh with iron combs. Vayama kabel alav o malchut shamayim. And he was taking upon himself the yoke of heaven. Amu lo talmidav. His students said to him, Rabbeinu, ad kan, or teacher, even this much? Meaning, what were they asking him here? Okay, even at a time when this is happening, that you're worried about saying Shema, even. Tov. Amalahem, he said to them, all my days I was troubled by this pasuk. B'chol nafshecha. What's b'chol nafshecha mean? As we saw in the previous sugya, afilu notelet nishmatecha, even if he takes your soul. Amarati, I said to myself, matay yavol liyadi v'ayyakemenu. When will that come into my hands that I can fulfill it? See, Hashem fulfills the ratzon of the tzaddikim. V'achshav sheba liyadi, now it's coming to my hands. Lo ayikamenu, I'm not going to fulfill it. Haya ma'arich be'echad, he was drawing out the word echad. Ad sheyatzata nishmato be'echad, until his soul left him be'echad. Yatzata Batko Bamra. The Batko came out of Shemayim and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Sheyatzata Nishmatcha Be'echad. How fortunate are you, Rabbi Akiva, that your soul left you Be'echad. Amru Malchei Sharet Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The ministering angel said before Hashem, Zot Torah B'zot Schara. Can it be, Hashem, that this is your Torah and this is its reward?
The Malachim saying
that. Mimtim yadcha Hashem mimtim. What's that? That's from Tehillim. What does it mean? Those who die at your hand, Hashem, those who die. Amalahem, I'm not quite sure the meaning of that passage over here. Anyway, Amalehem, Hashem said to the angels, Chelkem, Chelkam b'chayim, their portion is in life, meaning eternal life. Yatzata Batkol v'amah, another Batkol came out and said, Ashrecha Rabbi Akiva, Shatam mezuman l'chayei ha'olam haba. Fortunate are you, Rabbi Akiva, that you are invited into the world to come. Direct, straight. Do not pass go. Do not collect £200. Just go straight to the world's cup. See anything else interesting in this? Okay, so this is interesting. There's a midrash here about the death of Rabbi Akiva, according to the midrash. Midrash in Yalkut Shimoni says, Elijah came, Eliyahu Anabi came, and stood at the door of Rabbi Yeshua Hagarasi, who was the gabbai, the attendant of Rabbi Akiva. After exchanging greetings, Rabbi Yeshua asked him if there was anything that he needed. Eliyahu responded that he had come to inform him, Rabbi Yeshua Garci, that Rabbi Akiva was dead. He was his Masharet. He didn't know that they'd killed Rabbi Akiva. He wasn't one of the Talmidim that stood around him when he. So Eliyahu came to tell him that he was dead in prison. So they went there together. They found the prison doors open and the guard asleep. If you're Eliyahu Navi, that's what happened to you. They placed the body on a bier. I don't know what that means in English. A platform or something. Right? And they left. They carried it all night until they came to Antiparez of Kotsrin. Antiparez of Kotsrin. I don't know what that means. Says it in English. Antiparez of the place.
The question here. I think it is the story.
Okay. When they got there to Kotsrin, they went up three levels and down three levels. A cave then opened before them. Inside, they saw a chair, a stool, a table, and a lamp. All means stuff. They placed Rabbi Akiva on the bed, and then they left. As they left, the cave closed behind them, and a lamp lit up on the menorah, the lamp that was there. When Elijah saw this, he said, "Fortunate are you, O righteous one, fortunate are you, laborers in Torah. Unfortunate are you, fearers of God, for there is a place hidden, concealed, and safeguarded for you in Gan Eden. Fortunate are you, Rabbi Akiva, for delightful lodgings were found for you in the hour of your death." Apparently, the day he died was Yom Kippur. And then on the day he died, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi was born. Sun rises and the sun sets. Kotsrin, it's near. That's Katsrin. I don't know if it's the same. Katsrin is up near Tiberias.
You know where the Rabbi Akiva is buried? In
Tiberias.
Katsrin is the Ramat Golan.
Right.
And what is that Kotsrin?
Well, here it says, in the Midrash, it said they took him to Antiparez of Kotsrin and buried him in a cave. We know, or we have the cave, the Rabbi Akiva up in Tiberias.
Katsrin, it's not so far from Tiberias.
Uh-huh. What? So it may or may not be the same place. And where he's buried up on the hill is not a cave. Certainly there's no cave there. Maybe there was a cave underneath. But this is a Midrash, spiritually speaking. I don't know. Don't know. Okay, back to the Mishnah. 54A.
Agassi. This is not the same way in Elisha, this servant? Not the same.
No, this is the Rabbi Akiva.
No, the Yeshua.
Rabbi Yeshua ben Hagasi. You think it's
Elisha had a servant.
No, Gehazi.
Gehazi was the sort of the secretary or something of Elisha.
Okay. So in the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph, it says, Lo Yakel Adam Et Rosho. Person shouldn't make his head light. Yakel. Don't be light-headed. Don't act like a
Kalut Rosh.
Like an idiot. Like a Kalut Rosh. Keneged Sha'ar HaMizrach. Opposite the eastern gate of the Temple Mount.
Shah Mizrach. Shehu, because Shehu Makuvan Keneged Beit Kodeshei Kodeshim. Because that is in the direction of the Kodesh Kodeshim, the Holy of Holies. Okay. Okay, so that's the only bit we need at the moment. Okay. So the Gemara says... Huh? It's where the Kotel's the western. The west eastern gate is the back of the western wall, is that what you're saying?
When you face the Kotel, you're facing east.
East. Yeah. Northeast, southwest. No, that's the western wall.
And if you're on the other side of the wall,
if you're inside, it's the western one.
It's the west facing the west.
So the eastern gate. But the east. I would assume the eastern gate is in the eastern wall. Okay. It seems to me, but I don't know. Okay. So what does the Gemara say? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rab. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rab. La Amru, they didn't say this, right, this rule that you're not allowed to act with in a light-headed way. They only said it, Ela min Hatsofim Lifnim, from Hatsofim Lifnim, from the place called Sofim and inside. What's the place called Sofim? So here it's, in the art scroll it describes it as something called the Overlook, which was a place from which one could see the Temple Mount at a distance. So exactly what we're saying this morning, Hatsofim. Right, so there you go. You see, you're in the Gemara already. So from that place, you can't act lightheaded. From that place, you've got to be very serious.
Where is it?
Hatsofim. You know, behind. If you go to the Kotel, like behind on the mountain, behind. So from there.
Oh, you like where Eishet Torah is?
No, that's the Kotel. I'm talking about behind the Temple Mount, up on the hill behind the Temple Mount.
The Mount is called
Har HaZeitim.
Not the Rosh.
Oh, okay.
Mount of Olives.
Yeah, Mount of Olives. Where all those Christians and Arabs and people are at.
And they move on.
No, but it's a major cemetery, isn't it?
Har HaZeitim, Mount of Olives, it's like...
It's something, but you can't see the Temple Mount from there.
Sorry?
You can see the Temple Mount from there. Har HaZeitim. But for sure, from HaZeitim, you can.
HaZeitim is like they bring the tourists, so they can see all the city. You know?
Yeah.
Like a very nice rock.
Uh-huh.
Well, what about the Tayelet?
From the Tayelet, maybe too. Maybe, but only from the we're talking from the eastern side, right? Because HaZeitim is on the eastern side. Right? That's on the eastern side. We're talking about from the eastern side in the direction of the Holy of Holies. Whereas everything else is coming from the other direction.
Right from here inside?
Yeah.
So you have to go to the Arab side?
That's the north.
Yeah,
you to get into to get into Har HaTzofim?
Yeah.
I don't know how you get there. I was there once, but I can't remember how I got there. Yeah. I was on a bus. Deliberately, or you got lost?
The time here was 2002. Time was very changing.
Okay, so that's a place that you can't, where they said that you can't act light-headed, because otherwise, then everywhere from that onwards, I mean, that's half the world. It's facing that direction, right? It's the so only from the point where you can see it, Har HaZeitim. That's the place where you can't act with Kalot Rosh. Uberot'eh, when you can see it. It's Manami, it was also said. Amar Rabbi Abba, Bere de Rabbi Chia Bar Abba. Rabbi Abba, who was the son of Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, Rav Chiyah called his son after his father, as you can see. They're both called Abba. In fact, all three of them were called Abba, because Rabbi Abba called his father Chia Abba too. So then that was rather confusing if they had a family get together. Abba, yeah, which one? Anyway, so Rabbi Abba, the son of Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, said, "Hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan." This is what Rabbi Yochanan said. "Lo amru ela min hatsofim lifnim." They didn't say this. "Ela min hatsofim lifnim uburoe." Same thing, just repeated. But Rabbi Yochanan said the same thing. Only say this rule from Mount Zaitim and inwards. Ubishain gader, and but he adds Rabbi Yochanan an extra criteria. Ubishain gader, where there's no wall.
What is criteria?
Tonight. Or tonight. Ubizman Shech Shechina Shorah, and at a time when the Shechina. So if there's a wall in the way, or I don't know when there wouldn't be a wall in the way, because if the Shechina's there, then you've got a temple up. So presumably the temple had a wall. And if you took the wall down, then the Shechina's left. So I don't know how that works. Tov, okay. Alright. That's the rule as clarified by Rabbi Yochanan. Tnu Rabbanan. We learned it a brighter. Hanifne bi Yehuda. Person who goes to the bathroom in Yehuda. Right? In a place of. That's in this area. Right? In the area of Yehuda. Doesn't apply to the rest of the country. It's not so close to the Beit HaMikdash. Lo yifneh mizrach umarab. He must not go to the bathroom facing east or west. Elat safon v'darom. Only north or south. Right, that means that his side is towards the temple. But he's not, the front or the back of him is not directed towards the temple, it's not covered.
It has enough stamina to our life?
No, only when the temple is standing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know that.
You do the same in the bed? The vein? You not put the legs to the stamina?
Where? A bed?
And you put a bed.
Yeah, but I think that's a different thing. It's not to do with the temple.
So it should be east and west?
Because it depends where you are. That rule is a rule cloud, if you're, it depends where you are. If you're living up in Sfat or you're down in Elat or you're in, right. So it should matter where east or west is. If it's related to the temple, then if you're living here in north and south, and if you're hearing here it's east or west, and if you're hearing here it's, depends where you are in relation to it.
Yeah, okay.
But that rule doesn't change. That wall is fixed, north to south, in anywhere, doesn't matter where you live. So it's not to do with the temple.
But if you can see the temple, or you should be able to see the temple.
Where?
So like Tapia Mizrach.
So you can't see the temple of Tapia Mizrach. You can see the temple of Tapia. Oh, if you're on the Tayelet, you can.
Yeah.
Oh, fine. Then, but we haven't got a temple. If you could, if you're in Yehuda. The Gemara here is saying, if you're in the area which is legally defined as Yehuda, then this rule applies to you if there's a temple. And if you're not in Yehuda, or if there's not a temple, then this rule won't apply to you. I think it's worth it. Ubegalil, what happens in the Galil? You need to change. Lo yifne ela mizrach marav. If you're up north in the Galil, you're not allowed to go to the bathroom except facing east or west. So it changes.
But Rabbi Yossi Matir, but Rabbi Yossi permits. Right? He's not bothered. Why? Shaya Rabbi Yossi Omer, because Rabbi Yossi said, Lo asu ela b'ro'eh. They only forbade it where you could see. V'akom she'ein sham geder, and the place where there is no fence, or no wall. No mechitza. V'bizman she'ch shechina shorah, and a time when the divine presence is there. V'hachamim osrim. But having said that, the Hachamim still seem to say no. They forbid it. They go against Rabbi Yossi, even though Rabbi Yossi say you need all of those Tanayim, those criteria. So, the Gemara notes that, wait a minute, the Hachamim Osrim, Hachamim Hainu Tanakama, the Hachamim's opinion seems to be the same as the Tanakama. Right, the Tanakama, the first Tana of this Mishnah, who was a writer, who was not mentioned, said you're not allowed to do it. Rabbi Yossi said yes, you can if there's a mechitza, and then Chachamim came along as a third opinion and said no, you're not. So the third opinion seems to be the same as the first. So how does that work? You can't have two opinions in a writer which are telling you the same thing. So the Gemara says, Ika Benayhu, this is what is between them. Sedadim. The sides. What does it mean? The sides here, it says, it means the sides of these provinces, i.e. the areas not directly opposite the temple itself. I don't know what they, how that understand that. There's a footnote that's 1.5 columns to explain. Explanation there in the footnote about what it means. It's not so. Whatever you're doing, Rashi's got quite a big Rashi here as well. Cause it's not so clear. Should we want to look at that further, or should we move?
Yeah. So if you can't see the temple because something's blocking it, like a hillside.
So here we're not sure. So here I don't know whether we follow Rabbi Yossi or we follow Hachamim. Normally we follow Hachamim. But you'd have to look at the See, we haven't got any. We don't have a little a letter for Ein Mishpat here. Gimel, hold on, maybe we do. Dalet, where's Dalet? Let's find the letter. Can you find a little Dalet? There we go. No, that's a different one. I know, my Rabbi Akiva. Hold on. No, that's a different. That's a different. Yeah, here we go. No, that's lightheadedness. No, so we don't have a bathification here. We don't have about going to the bathroom. There's no halakha that's taken on this page. So I don't know what the answer is.
Okay, because the reason I ask is because friends in our area can see the temple now from their dera.
Okay,
we can't because we're lower.
Right, I think Bli Neder, the rule is that if there's a mechitza there, if there's a mechitza there and there's no Beit HaMikdash, you don't have to worry about it. But if you're worried, then you should speak to a posse.
When it's only mountains between, but when houses between, it's not the same. It's like you see it.
A natural thing like a mountain doesn't, it's not a break. But you need a man-made mechitza. You need a man-made mechitza.
No, but if you're in your shir team, you have the doors, you have the walls.
For sure. So we're talking about in this time, they go out in the field. If they're out in the field going to the bathroom, then they have to be careful where. You have to take your compass with you.
How's the time? After 10?
10 now. Nachon, so Rabbi Yochanan, but Rabbi Yochanan is about lightheaded. Not allowed to be lightheaded except in that place. Your feet were approaching, crawling slowly and steadily to your goal.
That's the next
subject. Yeah.
Probably Papas Ben Yehuda, he also was killed by the Romans.
Yeah. So he also died. He died for the.
It's not written here.
No, it's written in Tanit. If it's the same one, there's also a Papas Ben Yehuda over there. If it's the same Papas Ben Yehuda. So it seems to be the.
If he killed the Caesar. If he killed the.
If he said he did.
If he killed the daughter of the Caesar.
Yeah.
No, he was accused of killing the daughter of the Caesar, but he didn't do it.
No, he admitted it. He went and he confessed to a crime that he didn't commit in order to
save the Jews.
Because they wanted to kill the Jews instead.
Right.
So he put himself forward.
So this happens in every single generation.
Well, it's a few sure by Sana Ibn